Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The public wheat breeding program at Oklahoma State University is second to none. And wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver says they're constantly looking for varieties that will do more for the producer and more for the consumer.
We've got to keep the yield curve moving up, you know, no doubt about it. But at the same time, we have to keep quality first and foremost up front. Front and center, in fact. Never give quality a backseat to the yield. So I think we continue to do that. We're doing fine. But I'm taking this opportunity as we have some good yield and good quality in our genetics. Let's look at some other traits that might be of interest, not just to the producer, but to the consumer.
An example of what consumers might want, antioxidants. And Dr. Carver says you may be able to get that by changing the color of the wheat kernel.
But now we have purple wheats, and we've always had purple wheats.
The wheat breeding program at Oklahoma State University, supported by your Wheat Checkoff and the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Well, feeder cattle may remain under pressure today due to higher grain prices overnight. Live cattle might begin the day mixed with some anticipation of higher cash for the week. Packers may hold back early, waiting to see how anxious feedlots might be to move cattle due to higher feed prices. However, with packing plants up and running, packers may need to be slightly more aggressive with cattle purchases this week. Traders will be cautious early until they see how cash bids unfold. However, that is not expected today, as show lists will be posted with no business expected to be completed. Hog futures closed higher for the week, with all contracts posting new highs, with the exception of August. Demand is robust, with packers making up for the disruption in the market early last week with strong slaughter numbers. There is little to be bearish about in this market at the present time. Domestic demand remains strong. Export demand is good. Cutouts were higher again on Friday with a gain of $1.11. Cash was higher on Friday with the National Direct Report showing a gain of 95 cents. On the grains, July Kansas City wheat trading up about 9.5 cents early today, influenced by Monday's higher corn prices and higher trade in spring wheat. Last week's crop progress report showed 18% of winter wheat harvested in Texas, and that activity is likely to pick up this week with a drier forecast expected and 100% of the crop said to be headed. July corn's trading about 13.5 cents higher early today after a weekend that was mostly dry across the Corn Belt with hot temperatures and high winds in the northwestern U.S. plains. For early June, it's a difficult start for young corn and soybean crops in the western Corn Belt, and hot temperatures remain in the forecast for at least another 10 days. July soybeans are trading 22.5 cents higher early today, supported by the same weather concerns described in the corn. Now, we've seen soybean crops endure dry conditions before, then prosper from timely rains in August. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
At the close Friday, June live cattle up a nickel at 116.82, August down 45, 118.07, August feeder cattle down 302, 149.92, September down 275, 152.75, and July hogs up $1.60, 120.60. Now, Kansas City wheat, July was up 12.25, 636.5, September up 11.5, 643.75, Chicago wheat, July up 11.5, 687.75, September up 11.75, at 692.5. July corn is up 20.75 at 682.75. September is up 24.25, 606.5. July soybeans up 34.5, 1583.75. August up 33.25, 1537.5 penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.